Hey, everybody. Do make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Drop those 5 stars rating. They massively, massively help. With that out of the way, Let's get this. Hey there. Hey, everybody. What's going on? It's been a while, man. You guys have not heard my voice since last year. Okay, well, yes, I've not been on this podcast since last year. Man, that's a long time. that's such a funny joke. But anyway, what's going on? If this is your first time on the show, I want to say welcome. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the Mafia Joke Kwame podcast. If you don't know this voice, this is Fumi Lola, but everybody here calls me Fumi Pepe. The host with the what? With the most, yeah. So, welcome once again. And if you're regular, honestly, you know what? Chop knuckle. You're not here, so I'm like, I don't know. Jesus. Why did I smash my knuckles? But anyhow, welcome back. The last time you guys heard me was like, I don't know, sometimes. Last year in November, I took a break. And so in this episode, it's just, we're going to be addressing 3 things. Number one, just to give you guys a little, I don't know if you guys are curious to where I've been and what I've been up to while I was away. Then we'd also discuss the new year, you know, from the title, New Year, New Me. So you should expect new things from me personally and this podcast. So that was like, the second thing is like, works with the third thing. And thirdly, would address, I don't know, my New Year resolutions and all of that. See, I don't know which order they'll come in or whatever, but you know what? Let's just start. Now, let's start from the break. So if you're not aware, I had to take a break sometimes last year because it was, I think I just needed it because I think I got burnt out or I just experienced burnout and I was struggling creatively and I just needed time to reflect. So I didn't even plan to take this long, but when I felt it was time to come back, I was too lazy. I was too lazy to come back and start the whole, oh, by the way, major W. I want to say big thank you. We crossed 4,000 listens. That is massive, considering we just started last year, February. It's not even up to a year, which, again, by the way, by the time we're celebrating 1 year on the podcast, you want to be there, because it's going to be, what? It's going to be epic. We're going to paint the whole town red, yes. Because that's how we do it. We're on the Mafia Joke Kwame podcast. It's going to be, you're not ready, I'm telling you, you're not ready, so get ready for that. I don't even know when that would be at. I will check my calendar, but I'll get back to you regarding that one. Anyways, back to what I was talking, which, if I'm being honest, I've forgotten. But all right, let's rewind that. Yes. So I was discussing where I was and things like that. So by the time it was time to come back, I was too lazy. I was like, blah, blah. I don't want to get to do this. And what actually happened was, I did come back to podcasting, but not just on my show, because I don't think I was ready to just commit. I don't know. But when it was like, January, it's a new year, I was like, you know what? New year, new me. I'm going to be more, you know, consider. So, like I was saying in the break, I got involved in a new project, which, you know, I'm bringing it to you guys. You guys support me here. So, if you want to see me on another show, which is the Referee Pod, I don't know. I think I have mentioned it on this show before. It's a podcast that is focused around football and basketball, sports in general. Do you understand? It's something I enjoy doing. So you should check out the Referee Pod. I co-host the show alongside Fola and Toby. So come and check it out. An episode is out and a new one will be out again. So you know what? Come and support your boy, your homie. And yeah, so I've been doing podcasting there. I also decided in the break to get into, I went to go overdo myself, ladies and gentlemen. I saw this handstand, one poster, there was this video where this guy was doing this handstand push-ups. I was like, ah, I want to be able to do that. So I've gotten into calisthenics. It's been hard. Oh my Lord. I thought it would just be like, oh my, because I can do a handstand, like I can walk on my hands basically. I've known how to do that for a while now. So I was like, ah, I already do that. I can easily do the push-up or the whatever. Nope. Nope, I quit it. So I've been into that, you know, beginner level calisthenics. That has been interesting. I don't know. I wish I could. I want to get really good, do you understand, before I bring it to the internet, because I don't want to embarrass myself. But yeah, I've been doing that. What else have I been doing? I've been doing a lot of reading. I've just been catching fun, having relaxing. I've not been up to that much, but I've obviously been cooking something delicious for you guys. It's 2023. You don't know. You're not ready. I'm telling you. You're not even ready for what's coming on this show. Like, you're not ready for the things that are going to happen on the podcast. Which, you know what? Let's even just segue into that. Let's discuss the plans that I have for 2023 on the Mafia Job Army podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, before I go on and talk about all these plans and all, first of all, I want to confess. I'm a liar. No. I wouldn't say I'm a liar. See, I procrastinate a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's been like, if I have any weakness in life, that would be one of them. Like, I procrastinate a lot. I don't hold myself very accountable at all. So I'm going to use this medium, this podcast, to, you know, expose myself on the internet so that I don't know how many of you are listening would, you know, try to hold me accountable. So, you know, this thing where everybody does, you know, the new year resolutions, where we all come and promise to be better versions of ourselves, which I fail every year, honestly. Last year I set a lot of goals, blah, blah, blah. The only one I think I did or I followed through on was the no soda. So I cut out soda last year. And yeah, I followed that all through. So up to now, I've not had soda. So we'll continue that one. But every other thing, I will save money for Benz. It's gone. No money was saved. I said I will, what again did I say? Exercise. I'll eat healthier. I'll travel more. I'll go out more. But this time, I'm coming on the internet. So you guys hold me accountable. So what are my New Year resolutions? So number one is the social media aspect of this podcasting thing. So I always say this, but I do suck when it comes to the old social media thing. But it has gotten to the point where if the Mafia Job Army podcast is to ever grow, we have to have, you know, better social media presence. So that's something I really want to tackle this year. So Twitter, I'm going to tweet at least once a day. Do I want to commit to once a day? You know what? Once a day is a lot. But you know what? At least one tweet every day. So that's just 365 tweets. So get ready for a bunch of nonsense, but one tweet a day. I want to grow the Twitter. So, you know, I need you guys' help. So if you've not followed the Twitter, go and follow now. Mafia Job Army Pod on Twitter. I'm looking at gaining 250 new followers. I think I have over 100 at least, which I don't know why Twitter hasn't verified me. Your Mox, I know you listen to this, so you know, run me that yellow tick, because I'm not paying for it. I need that organization thing. I want to open Instagram for the podcast. So, and whenever I open that, I want to have 500 followers come the end of the year. So to gain such a following, I'd have to commit to posting a lot. I don't know how regular I would have to post or whatever, but Instagram 500, Twitter 250 new. I almost forgot to mention that you know, in the spirit of the new year, new me, I decided to almost immediately open the Instagram. So yes, the Mafia Jokwami podcast, we are officially on Instagram now. So go follow right now, like immediately at Mafia Jokwami pod. It's the same as the Twitter. So yeah, this new episode will be out there. Like, I'll post it there. So go like up the Kineya. So yeah, that is it. See, we're already doing things different. It's not even the new year yet, and there's changes already. What again? Yes, TikTok. That's the one the kids. That's the one the kids are crazy about. So I want to get on TikTok. I don't know how that app works, if I'm being honest. Believe it or not, but I've never had TikTok on my phone. I've never downloaded it. So I don't know if it's subscribers that are there or followers, but wherever it is, I just want to hit 500 followers, subscribers, and I don't know, 1,000 views or whatever, or likes. See, that app, sure, I just want something that is really good. Did you understand? There. Then the big one is YouTube, because, you know, people have brought it to my attention that, Fumi Pepe, open YouTube now, or put the podcast on YouTube, or when are you going to have a YouTube channel? You know, all that is coming this year. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, come 2023, Mafia Jokwami podcast is what? It's going on YouTube. So I don't know if I'll be posting full episodes, because, you know, that requires a lot, but at least clips, do you understand? So the YouTube short thing, I'll be posting clips, so watch out for that. I want to commit to at least 4 videos on my YouTube channel or whatever. So 4 videos this year. Which means you guys are going to get to see my face and see what I look like. Finally, you're going to put a face to this beautiful, you know, seductive, delicious voice that you listen to. You're going to see the unequally, but I don't know if you'll be disappointed. You can't be disappointed. Come on. Trust me, I'm not that bad. Hopefully, but that is just the thing. That's just the problem with being this, of sounding this delicious, is that the kind of face you guys would have put to my voice, I don't know if I can live up to that, but, you know, you get to see my face, which I might even get that out of the way. Maybe we'll do that for the 1 year anniversary. Maybe I'll just, you know, put the picture out there and what have you. So that's the social media thing all done. In terms of posting, like, consistency on the podcast, I want to commit to posting at least 1 episode every week. I would love to keep to that as much as possible, but also, you know, some things could arise that are out of my control. But at least, you know, let's say I want to record 1 episode every week and put out as much of that, we'll see. Let's just say I want to record an episode every week, have an episode for every week, but, you know, something might come up and I might not be able to post it. I don't know, but yeah, I just want to commit to having an episode ready to be posted every week, every single week. So look forward to that. Another big goal is I want to land a sponsorship this 2023. So there are some brands I have in mind that I want to work with, and I'm looking forward. I'm going to work very hard into securing those sponsorship deals, because I just want to be able to do more. And to be honest, I have some, like, constraints, you understand? A lot of them are financial, and, you know, I don't run any ads on this, so I don't make anything directly from this, which is something I want to change this year. I want to, you know, start making some change so that I can put it back into the show and even make it better. So yeah, it's probably things I'm looking at, finding ways to monetize this podcast, this show. If you guys have any ideas, please do tell me. My DMs are always free. My DMs are always open, and I always respond. Trust me, always respond. Those are the things. I'm also looking at that come 2023, which come 2023, which is this year already, which has come, because that's when you guys will get to listen to this. But we'll see. Let's move on. Let's just move on to like the last thing on the agenda to discuss, which is plans for the podcast in terms of what you should expect. Do you understand? So basically, I have some, should I say, series. That's the best way to explain them. Like series of like that I want to explore this 2023. So the first one is one that I've already started from last year, which is like the people you should know, which basically, if you don't know, is we'll look at each week or each for that episode, we'll look at somebody that I feel their story is not out there as much as it should be. These are episodes dedicated to celebrating or just creating awareness to these figures. Mainly would be African figures, do you understand? African people, because I don't think there is much African stories or content out there. So this would be African, all over. Then the other one, the new series that you should look forward to is the This Is Africa series, or whatever I end up calling it, which is basically going to be a series where we explore Africa, the continent, the people, the different cultures. Because, Africa is this continent that is filled with so many cultures. And I just feel like the continent is not just celebrated enough. There is, even from like a just basic knowledge, you understand, like geography, where are these places? And if you just look at it generally or what have you, you notice there isn't much education around Africa. Not many people know the geography, the different countries, the different the different languages, the different people. So in this series, we are going to explore that. We are going to break the continent down to different regions, talk about the regions, talk about the notable places, and the just dissect Africa as a whole. And yeah, it will be a lot of fun, trust me. Another series, which is something I'm passionate about, is the many interviews, I think we're going with Converse with Pepe. Basically, each month I'm going to be picking somebody that I find really interesting and fascinating. I'll just sit down with that person and have a conversation, and yeah, hopefully it comes out well, because I want to get better at interviewing people. It's something I feel like I've said this so many times, but it's something that I genuinely enjoy. So yeah, I look forward to that. I'm also, there's a whole lot, and I feel like I'm not explaining them well, because I thought that I've formulated them, but it seems like a lot of it is still raw, and I don't know how to best explain it. It makes sense in my head, but the words are not coming out now, so I think I still need to go back to the lab and, cook it up well. And but at least I hope that has been able to, whet your appetite and you have an idea of what's going on or what's going to come. So that's it. That's the 2022 was like an awesome year. It was the start of this journey. And 2023 is going to be massive for this place. It's going to be massive for the podcast. Lots of big ideas, lots of, all in all, I'm really looking forward to the year. For the first time in a long time, I'm looking forward to the new year. That being said, I'm also grateful for the support that, you guys showed me in 2022, because it was a whole lot. I really appreciate it. I don't take it for granted one bit. And looking forward to the madness we are going to create come 2023. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, thank you for listening up to this point. I really appreciate it. Catch you guys same time next week. Remember to follow the podcast on Twitter at @MafejokmamiPod. Also follow the podcast on Instagram at, you guessed it, @MafejokmamiPod. Don't forget to drop those 5-star rating. You could leave a comment, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify. It helps a whole lot. Share the podcast to as many people as you can, your enemies, your friends, your family, your foes, your colleagues at work, your friends at school, anywhere. If you listen up to this point, you're a G, rock star. Thank you very much. Remember to stay jiggy, drink water, mind your business, but most importantly, jo, ma fe jo kwami.